Hey, how you doing out there?
Radio.
Hey, how you doing out there? This is Chance Rush coming to you live here in beautiful Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I want to thank you guys for joining once again. We're going to get all this thing worked out, man. We're very excited about this year's radio shows. This is going to be happening every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central Time, Chance Rush, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Man, I want to throw out a couple of my websites, chancerush.com for all the latest information, calendar services that I provide, facilitate events, MC events, speaker. Also, if you see a little icon up there, it's our product line, which is our 1CL gear. You can check that out at 1CLgear.bigcartel.com. That's 1CLgear.bigcartel.com. Also, I want you to be praying for some upcoming events. The last website I want to give you is onechanceleadership.com. We're doing some really cool things, man. It's always a privilege and an honor to be able to travel around the country with the one and only Mr. Marcus Anthony Gwynn, a.k.a. MC1. If you need us to come to town, do an event for you, keep it on time, keep it moving, keep it rolling, keeping it just all in, you know, in good spirits and everything else, man, go to onechanceleadership.com. If you need a live DJ and an MC, man, we can be those two individuals for you. Also, man, I'm going to give a shout-out to my Oklahoma Sooners in the latest college poll. They're ranked third in the nation. They finished the season last night 11-1, beating cross-state rival Oklahoma State Cowboys by the score of, I believe, 58-23, something like that. It wasn't really a close game at all. Hats off to the Oklahoma State Cowboys, man. They've been through a lot this year, you know, but football's football, and a football game had to be played. We put it on them last night. They finished the regular season, I think, 10-2. We finished 11-1. We're waiting for next week. Next Sunday, we'll find out where we go. We think we're going to be in the college football playoffs, but we captured the Big 12 championship last night. Also, a quick shout-out to my Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night. They're at Atlanta. They come in tomorrow night's game with an 11-6 record, first in the Northwest and on a four-game winning streak. A couple little local shout-outs to the Union Redskins football team, finishing the season at 10-3. They got knocked off. They got thumped by the Jinx Trojans, who are three-time state champions. Again, they're on a win streak of three state titles. Also, another shout out is to the Newtown Eagles cross country team. Their boys cross country team, 13-time state champions. They're going to try to break the North Dakota record. The North Dakota record is 15 in a row. They're going to try to break it in the next 2 years, and they look good, because most everybody is back on their team. Their sixth runner, who finished ninth overall, is only an eighth grader. So it's crazy that you can finish ninth in a state meet and not your points don't even count, and you're only in eighth grade. So big props to that young man. He's good. He's about to do some stuff. But anyway, we're going to get in on our show, and we have a really good program for you. It is called how do we balance Indian country? And I'm going to tell you what, man, we have a good program tonight. So we're going to get started, man. I want to encourage you all, if you can, give me a call. You know, give me a call. Let's conversate. I would like to have your input. It would be cool to do something like that. Give us your input. You know, obviously this is the first show in a while, but we're looking for some callers. You know, you can get a hold of me by Facebooking me. I'll be able to, track you down that way. How do we balance Indian country today? That's a topic this evening. You can get a hold of me at 929-477-1651. That's 929-477-1651. Call me up, and we'll kind of go from there. You know, I'm gonna share a little bit about some of the things, my throwing my 2 cents. Everybody has a 2 cent, has 2 cents. But we're gonna call and we're gonna conversate about this evening. How do we balance Indian country? Very excited about this topic here. So anyway, we're gonna get this thing going, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we're having any difficulties yet here. New stuff with Blog Talk, man. We're trying to put it all together. But let me just kind of start this episode this evening off the best way that we can. We want to start this episode off the best way we can. I know that a lot of people say this and that about any country and what needs to happen, what direction we need to go. If you think about society's issue is this. We don't want illegal immigrants in this country, or we don't want Muslims in this country. We're at a state where we're trying to, find out what's best for Indian country, at the same time, in our world and our reservations across the country, we have our 2 cents about that. But we focus more on what's going on in Indian country. And to be honest with you, most of the stuff that we talk about isn't healthy. Most of the stuff we talk about, is bringing someone else down. This isn't one of those things, where I'm looking, I'm trying to preach to the choir, say the same stuff over and over again. It's just, what do we got to do? It's like we're preaching to the choir, we're talking to the blue in the face. But I want to ask you that tonight. How do we balance Indian country today? I mean, it would be awesome if somebody called in and just shared a little bit about it. We have a responsibility socially. And I think as every individual who is out there in Indian country that is advocating for the betterment of Indian country, you have to have a balance. You have to know what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. There's things that you can't do. There's things that you want to do. And I don't believe I had this type of episode. I want to share with you 5 things that I believe that can help us balance Indian country. The first one is socially. Now, keying on that word when I say socially, how do we present ourselves in Indian country? As kind people, as pissed off people, as clueless people, very proud people, very strong people, very weak-minded people? Do we present ourselves as very educated people? As educated people. So to me, the answer is all of them. I know individuals, I know tribal individuals right now. It's someone else's fault. It's always someone else's fault. And then I would also hear stories in Indian country of a young tribal leader who got to where he is today because of his efforts, because of his hard work, because of his sobriety, his spirituality, his social networking skills, different things like that. So it's what we're starting to get is we're starting to stereotype our own selves. And the reason why I say that is because when you have a tribal individual who puts down another tribal individual, that tribal individual may think, like, why is he talking to me like that? Why is he or she talking to me like that, saying those things to me like that? But at the end, but if you think about it in the long run, he's talking like that to you because he allows other people to talk like that to them. them, or he sees that pattern. So he stereotypes you as well. He or she stereotypes you as well. Well, people do this to me. People treat me this way. So I'm going to treat them how people treat me. And that's very stereotypical. I hate, you know, I'm really against the whole thing of, you know, if you want respect, you gotta earn respect. Or, you know, if you give respect, I mean, you know, the whole, there's a bunch of different analogies in it. But here's the thing. We were always taught to be influential to people. That's what tribal people were taught. We were taught to be influential to people, groups, organizations. Think about the Seventh Cavalry. We taught them how to fight a war. And the reason why we taught them how to fight a war is because they learn from us through defeat. I'm very mindful, and I'm very respectful, and I'm just very grateful to all of our military, from the skies to the ground to the water. Our armed forces mean the world to me because they give me the opportunity tonight to share online. Here's the thing. I had a conversation with a veteran, and he got angry with me after my talk because I talked about how the only time that the U.S. Cavalry ever lost was against Indians. And boy, he got so heated, and he just went off on me, and he was telling me what was right and what was wrong. I shouldn't tell that story. I've never been in war. I've never put on, you know, the green, you know, all that. But I was simply stating history. And every, you know, nowadays, some of the history that's stated about Indian people is not true at all. But we're supposed to accept that. But we're not allowed to talk about something that we weren't a part of, something that we weren't experts in. I can analyze the OSU butt kicking last night. I've never played football. I've never went to class at Oklahoma State. But I saw what I saw because it's factual. And here's the thing. If we want to balance Indian country, we have to learn the facts about who we are. We have to learn the facts about what we stand up for. Because anything that's put out there socially is going to be perceived that way. So if we're putting each other down constantly, if some white dude hires a bunch of Indian people and half of them quit or half of them don't even show up for work, okay? Well, when I try to go get a job there, there's a shot, there's an opportunity that I'm not going to get employed there because of these patterns. The patterns that we set in Indian country are going to affect us in this world. It's going to affect us whether it's off the reservation, whether it's not working in a tribal entity, not working in a tribal sector. It's the patterns that we just is going to reflect on how people may perceive it. So if you want to change in the country and you want to balance it, we've got to quit stereotyping ourselves. We've got to stop treating each other in a negative way. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. Oh, I'm going to get this whole thing set up for next week. We're going to have background music and a bunch of different stuff. You know what? And next week's episode is going to be called Native to Native. And it's going to be a really powerful show. I do want you guys to call in. You can call in right now, 929-477-1651. I'll tell you what, if somebody calls me in and can share with a little bit about how do we balance Indian country, I will mail you a t-shirt. I'll put it in the mail tomorrow. You can pick out a shirt that you like at chancerush.com, go to products link, click on that, pick out a shirt, and I will mail it. If somebody can call in right now, you know, and have this conversation with me, you get a free 1CL gear shirt, okay? But going back into this whole thing socially, so just call in whenever you want, okay? But going back to this whole thing about socially, We have to be very sociable with each other, but we also have to be sociable about what we put on the internet, how we are around other people, our attitudes to other people. Guess what? There's one person on a daily basis that may treat me very disrespectful, be really disrespectful with me. I'm probably going to get that on a daily basis. I'm not going to get used to it. I've learned to be on the same playing field with anyone else. And I know I said it didn't really like a lot of different, you know, wordings, but, you know, take the higher road. I mean, Native people, they did that all the time back in the day. They took the higher road constantly. They took the higher road. They thought about other people before they thought about us or whatnot, you know. The thing about it is that I choose to be effective. I choose to make a difference. And I choose to stand up for Indian people. I'm not a white boy because I do it. I'm not an apple because I do it. I'm not a non-rezzer because I do it. I choose to do it. I'm not a sellout. I'm not an Uncle Tom or however they start away. I choose to make an influence. I choose to be influential. I choose to honor and show representation of our Indian people in any type of sector. So if we want to balance Indian country, one of the things that we have to do is we have to have a social, moral responsibility in delivering who we are as tribal people. We're the last ones left. We're not doing that great of a job in returning our people and bringing our people back and making our people proud again. We have some amazing people. Like I even said right here in my little, you know, topic of discussion, you know, we have a lot of great leaders who are leading the way, but but we need to have people who back them. It's so crazy that there's so many tribal leaders who are being effective out there that somebody's just so ready to hate on them. You know, we need to back them. We need to encourage them. We need to be influential. We take their advice. Take, you know, their leadership and be influential with them. The second thing is through sovereignty. Stand up. And, you know, the best way to exercise our sovereignty is to be by the book. Go by the book, no matter what. Don't be scratching anybody's back and ask anybody to scratch your back. I want to give a shout out to the Taro, to the Wind River, Northern Arapaho, Eastern Shoshone, Taro Group, Francine Shakespeare, Lee Spoon Hunter, all those individuals, Jim, all those guys up there, Josh, all you guys at Wind River Taro. We happened to have a conversation at a training, and I told them, I said, go by the book. No matter what, if you go by the book, you're always going to be doing something right. I know sometimes we may have to update ordinance, different things like that. But if you stick to the rule book, that is the best way that we can exercise our sovereignty. Sovereignty is not a business. I hope some of you guys out there are listening to me who are in the whole business world in any country. Sovereignty is not a business. It's a way of life. It's who we are. It's what we should stand up for. It's a moral responsibility. What is sovereignty? Self-governance. Sometimes we don't even know what that word even means, let alone we don't even know how to spell the freaking word. But here's the thing. Sovereignty is going by the book and doing the right thing. Standing up for our rights. Delivering the message that we're supposed to be delivering and not wait around on people. That's one thing that I can't stand when we talk about we're going to fight for sovereignty, we're going to use our sovereignty, but here's the thing, don't wait around to use it. Be effective. If you believe we have rights, then stand up and share those rights. That's how we're going to balance Indian country, you know, through our sovereignty. We're not trying to build hotel casinos and, you know, have all these rights to gamble and make all this money. Sovereignty didn't do that for us. Common sense does that for us. Being business-minded does that for us. And which that brings me to the third one is our economics. You have to be business minded to bring people to our tribal entity and deliver a product. We have to be business minded. We want to make money, then we have to separate it from our sovereignty, and we have to separate it through our spirit, you know, from our spirituality. We can't include, you know, our sovereignty and money making scheme and money making schemes or anything like that. Let me say that again. If you think that you can take sovereignty and spirituality and make money with that, that is a scheme. That's not economic development. That's not economic growth. That's a scheme. One of the ways that we can balance in the country is economically. Having the right personnel in casinos, having the right personnel in our tribal complexes, having the right personnel take leadership as executive directors, as grant writers, or whatever it may be, that is what economics, that's how economics is going to balance Indian country. We got to be smart. We can't back scratch. We can't cut curves. We can't cut corners. We got to live by the code. The code, and we have to honor what that whole thing is. The last one is reputation. We have a moral responsibility to have quality representation when it comes to balancing Indian country. So important. You know what I told my two boys? I got a foster son, and I have, you know, my other kid, my son Caden. And they're really into sports. And I told my two boys, we were driving one day, I think we were on our way shooting basketball, I said, people are going to treat you how you act. People are going to respect you by what you say. People are going to treat you how you act. If you act like a bonehead, people are going to treat you like a bonehead. If you act like a businessman, if you act like you have seven kids and you provide a product and you provide services to hope and be an influence and influence in any country, then people are going to treat you that. What you say, the words that come out of your mouth, that's how people are going to respect you. So if you say some powerful things, people are going to respect you that way. If you say some hurtful things, people are going to respect you that way. I want you to kind of think about those things. That's why it's so important when it comes to reputation. You have to have quality reputation to balance Indian country. Crazy thing is there's nothing here that I'm sharing with you that is brand new. We all know this. We all know the importance of balance in Indian country. But I want to share this with you, and I hope that I'm not respectful in any way, because I know that a lot of people give a lot of natives hard times in different communities. You know, they're not the friendliest. You know, up in the Dakotas, except for, you know, when you hit, you know, go to the tribal communities. Been in Bismarck. I've been treated a certain way in Bismarck. But guess what? There's some wonderful people in Bismarck. And there's some people that have been over backwards for you, you know, in Bismarck. There's some boneheads in Rapid City. But there's also some amazing, really cool people that have helped me in Rapid City. What I'm trying to say here is that's everywhere. That's everywhere. You're going to get that everywhere. You're going to get that in the city. You're going to get that on the reservation. So I say this with respect that, because I know a lot of people hear it, we don't live in two worlds. And I wish a lot of you, I wish any of you that say that, two things. I hope that you can understand what I'm trying to say, but I also hope that you would refrain from saying that. We don't live in two worlds. Tukashala, Creator, God, did not make two worlds and say, hey, if Indian people want to live in this world and if white people want to live over in this world, then we'll do it that way. No, we don't live in two worlds, okay? If we lived in two worlds, we wouldn't have had to deal with massacres, colonization, genocide. We wouldn't have had to deal with all the prejudice and the racism. Or would we? Because, you know, we kind of treat each other way worse sometimes than other races treat us. But anyway, we have to refrain from that, you know? Oh, we live in two worlds. No, we don't. We live in one world, and that's how real it is. If you live on the reservation, if you live in the city, hey, if you make somebody, if you do good, if you do a good deed on a reservation, then a good deed is going to come your way. If you do a bad deed off the reservation, just know a bad deed may come your way. There's no concept in, you know, there's no concept in the whole thing of, you know, we live in two worlds. I don't know if you're trying to say that, you know, we live traditionally and we live modernly. I think that's fair. I think that's right on the money. But I think we need to address it that way. I think we need to say, instead of living in two worlds, that we, you know, we live, there's two ways of living. There's our modern way and there's our traditional way. There's no such thing as the white man way. You have a cell phone, you got the internet, you got cable, you got Instagram, you got all that. That's not just white man stuff. That's all of us, you know? There's no such thing as a white man college or anything like that. The reason why they may say that is because there's probably more non-natives going to that school than there is natives. But we live today where if you want it bad enough, you can go into any college that you want to go to, you know? So not really knocking anything here. I'm simply just trying to say is, hey, you know what? Things in Indian country aren't all that well. I'll put it out there. Things in Indian country are not all that well. Okay? But we're beautiful. We're strong. We're resilient. We've got great leaders like BJ Rainbow, who could live in the city but lives in my tribal community educating our tribal people. We have Leroy Not Afraid, who could be living in Billings, who could be living in Denver, who could be living someplace else, being influential there, but he chooses to be a judge in Montana on the Crow Indian Reservation. You know, we you know, different individuals who are from the res, who have moved off of the res, you know. So we're not in bad shape, but what I'm simply trying to say is, things haven't always been good lately in Indian country. And we have that opportunity to revitalize and revamp who we are tribally. And how we're able to do that is through our spiritual connection with Creator, with what we're doing, with our outreach, with society, with each other. So what I'm simply trying to say is that's how powerful spirituality is. And that's the last one I was going to talk about, was spirituality. We have to balance Indian country by being spiritual again. We have Thanksgiving. A lot of people were really grateful and thankful that they got to throw down that turkey. A lot of people were ticked off because this whole concept of Thanksgiving had nothing to do with a bunch of pilgrims breaking bread with us in a good, fun, healthy, wonderful way. No. Story is way different. And I'm not gonna talk about it because I may say something wrong. What I'm simply trying to say is find out about history. If you want to balance any country, find out about history. Find out about who you are. Find out about what you want to do. Find out about what you want to deliver to other people. We can make Indian country strong again. We can have a presence. We can be effective. We can be influential. We can be on the same playing field as anyone else. High school and a nation's university, my alma mater. Back when my parents were going there in the 70s, it was a junior college, and it was one of two tribal entities that was accredited. We stepped up over 30 tribal colleges around the United States because we chose to be influential to bring back the balance in any country so that you kids today can go to tribal colleges and get a good education and have them satellite to all these other universities across the United States. And you can get college degrees today. You can be on the same playing field as anyone else. And what I mean by the same playing field, I mean get certified, get educated, get a degree, get all the qualifications that you can, and get yourself on the same playing field. Because when you get out there and you get on the same playing field, society, that is how not only are we going to balance in the country, but that's also how we are going to bring the native back. I say the native back, I mean our rights, I mean our true sovereignty, I mean our true spirituality, economic growth, and socially, we're going to say that we're here. Am like you. I love what I do. I love Indian country. I love serving my people. But just a few individuals can't do all of it. We all have to get on the same page. We all have to be one. We all have to want to do the right thing, not as individuals, but we should want to have to do the right thing together. I want to apologize to you guys this evening if I offended anybody. I do apologize. This is what Creator put on my heart. I also apologize for being here right on time like I was supposed to. I was a little delayed calling in and getting this whole thing situated, getting this whole thing up. But we're here. I'll to be honest with you, I thought I was supposed to go on being at 9 o'clock. So I do apologize for that. I was having a long conversation and I just kind of went overboard. But you know, I'm very grateful for the work that you do. Let me and I'm gonna have a conversation with some of you. I don't know what anyone's going on. I know that there are some individuals out there that need prayer tonight, whether it's health issues, whether it's just stressed out about things, whatever it may be. Just know that you know you're a very special person, regardless of what anyone else may say about just you individually. Whoever is listening, whoever needs to hear, you're a special person. Not put on this earth to be degraded. You're not put on this earth to be put down. You're not put on this earth to be miserable or to feel like a failure. You are put on this earth to make a difference and be influential. And if you're not, and if you're listening, you know, say a prayer and believe in your spirituality and believe that, you know, you can overcome anything that you want to overcome. And I'm just very grateful that you found a way to listen to my radio show. And I know it's not a big max, you know, not a big famous radio show or anything like that, but you know what? Creator put it there so that you can hear. And there's somebody out there right now who's having a rough time. Your attitude may be in the way, your anger management may be in the way, or whatever it may be, your anger may be in the way, or whatever it may be. You know, you're in a good, you're in a place where you need, you just make it good, make it right. You just need to be an influence. You know, you need to be an influencer instead of being influenced to have a certain attitude. You're a champion, and you need to carry. God puts you in that place to carry out your duty, And if you're going to keep complaining about it, you need to quit. You need to find another job. You need to try to do something else because, you know, time's passing you by. So I want you to think about that. To that individual out there right now who may have beef with somebody else or may be jealous towards somebody else, all those are emotions. And guess what? Every single person has them. It's just a matter of if you're going to allow those characters to get the best of you. I get jealous. You know, everybody out there, we get jealous about something or somewhere, whatever it may be. You got to control it. And there's nobody that can control it but you. Not anger management, not counseling, not, you know, a medicine man. It's up to you if you want to control it. And if there's somebody out there tonight, you want to be influential, you keep praying on it. You keep believing. Because Creator put it on your heart so that you can carry out this responsibility, so that you can carry out this duty, you know. And don't let up. Because the more you want to do this, and the more you want to try, the harder it's going to be. The harder it's going to become, because when somebody wants to do something right, the opposition is going to be right there. And then tonight, you know, my family and I talked, the preacher today was talking about selfies. Selfies indicate that it's about us. And I know that on my Facebook, you see me with all my selfies and whatnot, you know. And you see all that. But we all take them. You know, it's about us. And to all those individuals out there, take your greatness, take your substance, share it with others, make a difference. Don't let it be about you. Make it be about them. Because the more that you become an influence, the more that you influence others, the more gain you'll receive, the more reward you'll receive. So think about that. We can't let it be about ourselves. We've got to let it be about it. So I'm very grateful that I had this evening, this opportunity to share with you, to get on this mic, and to open it up. Next week, we're going to be right back here again at 9 p.m. You can chat on Facebook. I'll make sure that I'm in my little chambers here, and then I'm ready to go next Sunday night at 9 p.m. The message will be native to native. If you have any thoughts or ideas or suggestions, you can email me at chance@chancerush.com. If you want to check out some of my services, you can go to chancerush.com as well. If you want to check out some of the other projects that I've got going on, we have onechanceleadership.com. Very proud of my brother, Mr. Marcus Quinn, and how he takes care of his family. It's always an honor to be able to travel with him. You know, you're going to have a really good rate, too. Two for the price of one. You let us come to town, I promise you, your community will truly enjoy it. Big Cartel, 1clgear.bigcartel.com. Find our clothing, our tour shirts are on that right there. You know, and before I sign off, man, I just want to give a shout out to my little football team here at the house. Every single year, we play a turkey bowl, and we have so much fun on Thanksgiving Day. My team lost. We lost 52-50 in overtime. I threw a Hail Mary to my daughter in the back of the end zone. I thought it was pass interference, but it knocked, it dropped out. I'll be honest with you. I'm 0-4. And turkey bowls with my kids, but we had so much fun. It was raining to play, and I want to say that to you, man. You guys get your neighborhood football team on Thanksgiving Day and having a turkey bowl. It's fun. Allows us to trash talk all along. Want to give a few shout outs. I want to thank you know, just my family for all the opportunities that they have given me. Travel around the United States and do things. But I want to thank you guys very much. And I truly had a good evening tonight. And I know wait for me to get in there, enjoy the night with him. Come on, want me to go walk him. Got my daughters looking in, trying to see what time I get off, because I'm sure they want me to run them somewhere to finish watching football today. Big shout out to the Minnesota Vikings. We're 8-3. We're in the lead. We're the leaders in our division right now. We're 8-3. We're going to bring the Seahawks to town. We're going to whip up on Sunday. So Mike Vindiola, Randy Vindiola, all my people up there, Dan Freiberg, Josh, Danielle, all you guys, get ready because your team is going down next Sunday. And all the rest of you Seattle Seahawks fans, Francine, Todd, get ready because we're going to put it on you guys next week. But I'm Chance Rush, man. I had a great time with you tonight. OneChanceLeadership.com. ChanceRush.com. Good night. Love you. Be safe. Be good. And until next 9 p.m. next week, Native to Native.